I'm looking forward to it. So go on, Candace. You was a good son.
All week, I was going, okay, God, what you want me to sing? Okay. And at the very last minute, last night, he said, ask Crystal, my daughter.
Oh, praise God.
And this is the song that, which is good because she still loves God.
Oh, most definitely.
Amen.
And
it's in her.
She sings for God, you know. So you get what you can get. So anyway, this one is called You Say. And worship with me.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Fighting voices in my head that say I'm not enough, and every single lie that tells me I will not measure up. More than just the sum of every high and every low. Oh God, remind me once again just who I am, cause I need to know.
You say that I am yours.
Translated inherit. Like I'm going to inherit something. I'm an heir. I'm going to inherit. When these words are all, they're different Greek words, but actually they're like the same word. It's like saying think and thinking. You know, they add a little something on to it, you know, to go from a verb to a noun. And so this is what we have in with the word inherit. Okay? So we're going to look at some of these words. So when you run into the word heir in the New Testament, you run into the word inherit, they're basically the same thing, okay? Basically the same thing. Well, obviously inherit comes from heir, right, in English. So, but they're the same thing, mean the same thing. And it turns out that this Greek word that means inherit means to gain a portion. Gain a portion. It means I get a portion.
Yeah.
I get a portion.
Good.
So we're going to think, we're going to look at this, and we're going to talk about this, and how it all just kind of comes together and meshes together, right? And so it's important for us to understand this. And one reason is that just taking one of the Greek words, not all of them, but just one of the Greek words that means inherit, you know, it's translated here, you find it 18 times in the New Testament. 18 times. That's not heir, that's just inherit. 18 times in the New Testament. Wow. That's a lot of times. What are they talking about all these times? Right? Inheritance was a big deal in the Old Testament, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but don't we have a different covenant? Don't we do things a little bit differently? Well, let's see what he says. Why are so many things being done through inheritance in the New Testament? You know, that's a question. Why do we use inheritance instead of giving or some other word? All right. Matthew 5:5, Jesus says, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall
inherit
the earth." Inherit the earth.
Yeah.
Okay. After we're done with it, who wants it? You know, it's going to go away, right? We get a new earth. I don't know if we want the old one or not, but anyway, kind of strange, you know, you think about these things. Matthew 25:34, and Jesus is talking, and he's talking to the two groups, right? Sheep and the goats, right? The ones that didn't do God's will, the ones that did do God's will. And he says, "Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." I thought you had to press into the kingdom. I had you entered the kingdom. Now he's saying you inherit the kingdom. Well, that's interesting. 1 Corinthians 6, 9 and 10, he says, Paul says, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. The unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Do not be deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves of mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God.
Right.
Again, the idea of inheriting the kingdom of God. Well, that's a powerful word. That's a powerful word picture. We need to understand that word picture, don't we? Mark 10:17, and when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?
Yeah.
Well, now we're talking about inheriting eternal life. Luke 12:13, and this is kind of interesting. And one of the company said to him, Master, speak to my brother that he may divide the inheritance with me. Mm-hmm. He's got a problem. His brother won't get his inheritance. His brother has grabbed the whole thing, the whole wad, and he doesn't get anything. And he says, come on now, I need my portion. And talk to him, Jesus. And me talking to him doesn't do any good. I need somebody to talk to it that he'll listen to.
Yeah.
Of course, Jesus said, who made me a judge over you? Right? Acts 20:32 says, and now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. We're going to get an inheritance. Wow. God and to his word give us an inheritance. Hebrews, just one more of these. And this is kind of good. Hebrews 1:2-4. It says that by his son, God has in these last days spoken to us by his son, whom he has appointed heir of all things. Heir. There we go. He's heir of all things. By whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Even Jesus gained things by inheritance, it says. Well, we need to understand this inheritance thing, you know? I mean, maybe there's something there I've been missing. I've been missing this. Paul, James, Peter, and John talk about inheritance. Luke, of course, does, you know. In Revelation, John talks about it. He says, In Revelation 21:7, he says, he that overcomes shall inherit all things. And I will be his God, and he will be my son. So this is just chalked through all throughout the New Testament, from Matthew all the way to Revelation. Mm-hmm. Right? So let's understand, you know, our thinking of inheritance today is pretty far removed from their thinking of inheritance back then. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, we think of inheritance, you know, the state's already got laws laid out, you know, and everybody gets everything equally, and who does it pass down to, and if you don't have a will, you know. Yeah. And so our ideas of inheritance are all based on what we know today. But what this is all about is what do they think about inheritance. So let's look at that a little bit. We look at the New Testament, but really, we need to go back to the Old Testament, all right, and look at the inheritance there. And understand the Jewish attitude toward inheritance. Because when Jesus was teaching the Jewish people, he was saying inheritance, and he was talking about their idea of inheritance. Okay, their idea of inheritance. So we can start at Genesis 15, verses 3 through 6, and Abram said, behold to me, thou hast given me no seed. Okay? Now, Abram has left Haran, okay, pattern around. He's left there and done what God said, go down to Canaan and walk through the land and live through the land and see the land I'm going to give you and your descendants. Because mm-hmm. I'm going to make you, you know. So Abram goes down there and he's been walking around for quite a few years living among all these evil people for quite a few years. And what happens? You know, he's going, wait a minute, I don't have a seed. How are you going to give me all this land? I don't even have a seed. I'm pretty old. So he says, behold to me, thou you have given me no seed, and lo, one born in my house is mine heir. Mm-hmm. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, this shall not be your heir. Mm-hmm. But he that shall come forth out of your own bowels shall be your heir. Mm-hmm. And he brought him forth abroad and said, look now toward heaven and tell the stars, if you be able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall your seed be. Mm-hmm. Now that's what God told him. So shall your seed be. You're going to have an heir, right? There'll be many, many, many. He says, and so shall thy seed be, verse 6, and therefore then he believed in the Lord and he counted it unto him for righteousness. Now we hear that a lot in the New Testament, don't we? Mm-hmm. Well, what was it that Abram believed God for? That was counted to him for righteousness.
An heir,
right? Yep. A seed, an heir. He believed God for an heir.
Yeah.
And that was counted to him for righteousness.
Uh-huh.
Wow. That, I mean, he had some real concern for an heir. He really wanted one of those.
Yeah.
Sarah also shared his concern, right? Mm-hmm. She saw how much it affected her husband. This was very, very important to Abram. Later, Isaac would pray for his wife Rebecca for her to have a child. They only know of the twin boys that she had. Mm-hmm. Right? Who did she have? Twin boys. They were not identical twins. They were Esau and
Jacob,
right. So you want to notice right here that it is in the matter of inheritance that Abraham's faith was manifested. In the matter of inheritance that his faith was manifested. Galatians 3, 6 through 7, it says, even as Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness, know you, therefore, that they which are of faith, the same are children of Abraham.
Amen.
The sons of Abraham. If you are of faith, if you believe God, then you are children of Abraham. What does that mean? What is the power of that? What does that mean to us? What does it mean to be the children of Abraham? To have that inheritance. Right? Well, that's what we want to look at.
We inherit this type, this kind. We inherit the type of person he is.
Yeah, okay. Good. Yeah, we're looking into that, right? It says in verse 9, I'm paraphrasing verse 9, it says, so then those who believe, if you're a believer, are blessed together with, in union and completely with Abraham, who believes. So we're in union with Abraham, right? If we believe like he believed, right? So by faith we are the children of Abraham. We can talk some more about what this means later, all right? But just know that it means that the promises made to Abraham also apply to his heirs.
Yeah.
That's the key point for today. The promises made to Abraham also apply to his
heirs.
Because we are children of Abraham by
faith.
By faith. It's the faith that releases those promises.
Glory
to God. It releases them to us. Right?
Hallelujah.
It's the faith.
Yes.
Now, we read where Jesus himself inherited. He was an heir. So if we have the faith of Jesus, what are we going to inherit? If we can inherit
life.
The promises
life.
Of Abraham,
yeah.
We inherit life.
Then we can inherit the
eternal life
by
faith.
If we are believers.
Yeah.
Amen.
You follow that?
Uh-huh.
Well, what did we read about Jesus? What kind of, what did he inherit? It says, by inheritance he obtained a more excellent name than the angels.
Jesus.
Right?
Uh-huh.
He was appointed heir of
salvation.
All things.
Yeah.
Amen.
In Hebrews 1, verse 2, it says, God has appointed his son heir of all things.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
If we could realize what it means to be an heir, we'd be walking pretty good, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
Huh? Well, I'll leave you one last thought. I've been studying, y'all know I talk about Bill Gates from time to time.
Yeah.
Learned a little bit about him. What does Bill Gates eat for breakfast?
Whatever
he wakes up in the morning, what does he eat for breakfast?
Whatever he wants to.
That's it. Whatever he wants. That's the answer. Whatever he wants. Right?
Uh-huh.
You got to think that way.
Yeah.
You got to think, oh, well, this is, he have bacon and eggs, he have biscuits and gravy, you know. He has whatever he wants. Because he's got that much money, right? Well, if we're children of God, heir of all things, what do we have for breakfast?
Whatever.
See? The blessings of God poured out of
us
so richly.
Yeah.
So richly. Right? We need to understand what those blessings are. We need to understand how to use them. Right?
Mm-hmm.
How to get a hold of them.
Mm-hmm.
How to use them. We'll be talking some more about inheritance next week.
Yep.
All right.
Amen.
Amen. Father, we thank you for your love and mercy for us. Thank you for all those who have come out to hear your word being taught. We thank you so much for our inheritance.
Yes, we agree.
And we believe you. We will walk with you.
Yes.
Father, we are bought with a price.
Yes.
That is our price. We know our price.
Thank you, Lord.
We know our price is the Son of God.
Yes.
To gain us, Father, to redeem us.
Yes.
That's our price.
Thank you, Lord.
So we're bought with a price we no longer are our own. We belong to you.
Yes.
Yes.
We agree.
And so we can't sell ourselves to anyone else.
Whoa,
we don't own
thank
ourselves.
You, thank you.
Jesus.
We are yours.
Yes, you are ours.
We are yours.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank
so
you.
Nothing can tempt us away because we got everything.
Amen.
Nothing glory Satan's got tempts us away because we've got everything.
Amen.
We're heirs to everything. Eternal life even.
Glory to God.
So we thank you for that, Father.
Thank
we give glory
Lord.
To you because you are the mighty God.
Thank
you.
You
are the creator of the universe and you are our God.
Jesus.
You are our personal God.
Yes.
You're the world's personal God.
Papa,
we thank you for that,
Father.
Father, we pray for the food. We pray for that you'll bless the food.
Yes.
May it nourish and strengthen our bodies. We thank you for providing so abundantly for us.
Yes.
You are such an extravagantly generous
good
Heavenly
provider.
Father.
Glory to God.
We thank you for that.
Yes.
Father, be with us in all things today. Bless the service. Bless the teaching as it continues. And bless us, Father, as we try to do your will and share your love with everyone.
They gave my water in.
All right.